Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want more personalized or customized financial advice, then request more information from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us for one of our live events. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Colin, glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions at Red Rock Retirement Radio. Let's begin.
Colin, what's the smartest way to turn your savings into retirement income?
Most people focus on the savings for retirement, but have absolutely no idea how to turn those savings into reliable income. They go and they don't have a withdrawal strategy, i.e. an income plan. This causes a few risks that we want to spend a few minutes talking about. Some of those risks are overspending, tax surprises. I like surprises, but I don't like tax surprises, just as a side note. Or the risk of running out of money too soon, which is very similar to overspending, but we'll split those in a moment. So let's dive into this. First off, I want to talk a little bit about a few couples that have come into my office to talk to me about doing this exact thing, taking the savings and turning it into income. Well, I'll have discussions with folks that, well, hey, right now at the bank, I'm getting 4% on my money. I could just take, you know, that off the top and boom, bam, there's my money. There's my income. But the problem I have is, what are you going to do next year? What about the year after that? What kind of tax implications does this have on you? Do you know what that tax implication is to you? These are all things that we start digging into as we start figuring out how to get this money working for you in an appropriate way. Or I might have someone else because in my office, they're like, hey, Colin, I just sat down with another guy down the street and he's telling me I should use a fixed index annuity with an income rider. And I can, well, they don't typically tell me that. They don't know all that data. They just say, hey, I'm being sold an annuity and it's going to guarantee me income for the rest of my life, no matter what, no matter if I live to 115 years old. And no matter if I run out of money, I'll always have a guaranteed payment every single month for the rest of my life. That sounds like a really good deal. Why are you talking to me? Well, because a lot of people like a second opinion because it sounds too good to be true. And it might be. And that's where we have to be careful. So let's dig into some of that. Let's say we don't use an annuity in our plan and we want to invest our money. Well, where we put our money matters tax-wise. So let's dig into taxes first. We've got short-term capital gains. We got long-term capital gains. Short-term capital gains are ordinary income, whatever tax bracket you're in. Those are taxes you're paying. Well, if I put my money at the bank, most bank products are paying me the interest as short-term capital gains, which could be really hurtful for my plan or hurtful to me. So let's say I have some Social Security income, maybe I have a pension, or maybe even I have a rental, and then I start investing this money, and I'm rather on the cusp of breaking from the 12% tax bracket to the 22% tax bracket. We're like, oh, hey, I'm good, Colin. Like, I'm not going to break to the next one. I'm like, yeah, but have you looked at the interest and the taxes on the interest? They're like, oh, no, that's not that much. Well, actually, a lot of times this interest tax on and bumps me to the next tax bracket, and I'm paying an extra 10% in taxes on that money. Ooh, I don't like to pay that much extra taxes. So what we don't want to have happen is we don't want to pay the inappropriate taxes. Now, the other thing is, let's say we put our money into an annuity that guarantees a lifetime income stream. Well, every distribution, all the interest from those investments is going to be taxed at short-term capital gains. Because when you take a distribution from an annuity, no matter how long you've had the annuity, it's short-term capital gains with our savings after tax money is what we're talking about here. And we're going to have a tax implication for the rest of our lives. This is not necessarily the path I want you to go down. Now we can start talking about long-term capital gains. Long-term capital gains has a better advantage to you almost always. The long-term capital gains right now is we can either pay 0, 15%, or 20% based on all my other sources of income combined with this. Well, I really like paying zero taxes on my interest, so how do we get that? Well, it all depends on what kind of vehicles we have. So let's say we have stocks, for instance. Well, if I bought my Apple stock, not saying you should buy Apple stock, but this is my example, really, not advice here, okay? Let's say I bought my Apple stock and I held it for a year and a day. That's how long I held it for, maybe a year and 2 days. Well, because I held it for over a year, I now qualify for long-term capital gains, which means if I'm in the roughly 10 or 12% tax bracket, my long-term capital gain is zero. If I'm in the 22 or 24% tax bracket, roughly, my long-term capital gain is 15. And then any of the tax brackets above that, roughly again, is a 20% long-term capital gain. So if I just hold my assets for a little bit longer, like my Apple stock, I can get a better tax bracket. Yeah. But if you hold your Apple stock for 9 months, you're going to have short-term capital gains, which is ordinary income taxes. Some people don't pay attention to this because they don't know to pay attention to this. Some advisors don't even pay attention to this. They just want to get you into a product. Our industry, the financial advisors, the financial industry is so crazily commoditized that they're pushing product on you. They're trying to sell you something, and I hate it. It's the worst experience of your lives. If you've ever been to a used car sales lot, you know what I'm talking about. Or you've talked to a financial advisor, you probably know what I'm talking about. And it's not fun. They can be really good at it too and be really good salesmen and sell you a product that is really, really, really good for them and okay for you. Or maybe even sucks for you. I don't know, because I don't know what product they're pushing on you. So we got to be really careful what we're using as part of our income strategy or how we're getting our savings invested, because the tax implication is just one piece, but it can be a really big piece. Because what I want each of you, if you're listening to my program today, whether you're still working or retired, to take away from this, taxes is an expense. On your income, an expense sheet, personal budget, whatever you want to call it, taxes should be a line item in there every single time as an expense. Some expenses we can eliminate, some expenses we cannot eliminate. Taxes have a fluctuation based on how we get our money working for us or not working for us. But what I want you to do is I want you to make sure and always account for taxes as an expense. And you can have it as a variable expense, because if you have a good advisor, oftentimes you can reduce those taxes. Sometimes, and I'm just talking about income taxes, and I'm talking federal here, sometimes you can get your taxes down to zero if you do the right things and you have the right advisor. And sometimes you can get the wrong advisor and you can have your taxes go up to the 32% tax bracket, whether you want to or not. Well, I just want to talk about one more thing here that taxes and income come into play. If you're not paying attention to where your income is coming from, how it's invested, what the taxes look like, this could also potentially hurt your Medicare premiums. Part B and Part D. More money you make, there are thresholds in which you will now be penalized for making too much money, and they will charge you more money on your Part B and Part D. And they're bracketed and they're scaled. The more money you make, the more and more and more and more and more you pay. So be really cautious as we go down this path for you high earners in retirement, because a lot of folks actually make a lot of money, more money in retirement than they did while they were working. So be careful. Let's be careful on how we invest our money. Now, there's other vehicles we can use out there that can get us a income stream, but also eliminate taxes. And maybe we do use life insurance as a financial vehicle instead of as a death benefit. We use it as a source to get our money growing for us in a tax-free way, so that when we take our money out, we can take an income stream out of that with no tax implication. Now, am I saying use life insurance as your vehicle in retirement? Heck no. I'm saying, let's see if it makes sense for your plan. Because what I'll say is when we use life insurance as a financial vehicle instead of as a death benefit, because we all always have the death benefit, it'll always be part of our estate. So we got to take that into account first. But it can be one of the best vehicles you ever use in your entire retirement, or it can be absolutely the worst vehicle you ever bought for your retirement and will cost you way more money than it's worth. They have to be built nearly perfectly for the individual that I'm talking to. And we don't want to just buy any life insurance vehicle. There's good ones, there's bad ones, there's really bad ones, and there's really, really, really bad ones, and there's a couple of good ones. Just like with anything we have out there. There are good stocks, there are bad stocks, there are really, really bad stocks, and maybe there's some really, really good stocks. Annuities too, I can say this with annuities. There's bad annuities, there's good annuities, and pretty much there's really, 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 really bad annuities. As an added bonus to this, while we're talking about annuities, in my strong opinion, if anyone comes up to you and tries to sell you a variable annuity, I'd probably run the other way. I think anything that has variable in the name is bad for a retiree specifically, and you should not listen to them. You should go your other way really, really fast. Don't hear them out, because most of these vehicles that have variable built into them, if not all of them, are bad for you and really good for the advisor. So where we put the money matters, how taxed it is matters, but then we got to say, all right, how much risk do I want to take with this money? Well, can I risk a lot? All of my money? Do I need income for this? Well, yeah, we need to figure out how to make income out of this. We can't take that much risk. So should I put all my money into something that can get me income right now, or should we put some of it for the future and take a little bit more risk? I don't know yet, but that's probably one of those questions we got to figure out, because if someone tells you, oh, let's go put it all in the stock market, well, that's not an income plan. That's a growth plan. That's an accumulation plan. That's a long-term strategy. Almost always, nearly any stock you choose, it has some exposure to downside. So you better be careful when doing that, even if it's a dividend play. Well, talking about dividends, we can have qualified dividends and we can have non-qualified dividends. Let's talk about non-qualified dividends. If you get dividends, almost always will they be taxed at short-term capital gains as well. God, you guys didn't know we'd be talking about taxes today, and it's a fun topic for all of you. Well, most people don't like talking about it, but it's important. And you need people like me who like to strategize on taxes. Now, do I file taxes? No, that's a whole different game. My job for my clients is to make sure that they succeed in retirement. And taxes is a big play that we can eliminate or destroy nearly completely. I want to save you as much tax as possible today, but also I want to look over the next 10, 20, 30 years and make sure you save taxes over that time. Most of the time when you talk to a tax preparer, that's just it. They prepare your taxes. They don't necessarily strategize for your taxes. You want somebody in there that's going to be your coach of your retirement to make sure that your accountant's doing the things that they're supposed to be doing. You should also have an attorney, you know, making sure that your estate's set up correctly. You want your financial advisors, pretty much the financial advisor is the captain of the team, and he's making sure that the team's lined up on the line and knows the play. So we got to look into this a little differently than we normally do. We got to make sure that when we get this money invested, your savings invested, when I say invested, put into something that makes income out of it, we got to make sure that it's completely customized and personalized to your needs, wants, goals. Make sure that the taxes are accounted for and we realize the upside downside of that. We want to make sure that we're doing our very best to keep up with inflation. Make sure we don't have any surprises there. Make sure that we won't run out of money too soon. We got to make sure that it achieves everything that you want so you enjoy your retirement. You can take it safely. You can take it risky. You can take anything you want and tie it with a nice, beautiful ribbon. But if it's not right for you, you're not going to appreciate the present that you just got.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.